Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of Bermanology on Letterman Road. This is a commitment edition. We've done these a few times in the past, and today we're doing it with Jacoby Cowan, the defensive lineman from Charlotte. Jacoby, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I know you have a big game ahead and then a big night ahead, so I appreciate you taking some time to sit down and meet with myself and Letterman Row watchers.
Yes, sir. Sure. I appreciate you having me.
We've talked for a while now. I mean, you and I have gone back and forth for over a year, and I just want to, dive into your recruitment. It's been 2.5 years since you received your first scholarship offer from Georgia. You had the Final Five of Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, North Carolina, Tennessee. How did it get to this point with you and the Buckeyes for you to make Ohio State your pick?
I mean, really, as you said, it's been a long process and a long journey with me as far as recruiting goes and throughout my high school career. But, I mean, the biggest thing, it just came down to what place did I feel the most comfortable at, where did I see myself in the future, and what did I think, I guess, really, like, what was in my best interest, and who had my best interest at heart, and who was genuine. So I felt like with Ohio State, it was a place where I felt like it was a home for me. I felt like just Columbus as a whole and just the Ohio State football family, like, they just welcomed me with open arms. And when it comes to coaching staff, like Coach Johnson, Coach Wilson, of course, was my area recruiter, and Coach Day. And before Coach Day was the head coach, Coach Meyer as well. Actually, Coach Meyer and Coach Day were who extended the offer to me my sophomore year when they came in January. And that meant so much to me, just being that Coach Meyer took time out of his busy schedule to come down, and the Coach Day as well. So it's just been an ongoing, constant relationship. And I felt like it was just a place where I needed to be, and I feel like Ohio State had my best interest at heart.
We talked this summer prior to your official visit and then after your official visit to Columbus, and you seemed pretty intent then on still making official visits elsewhere. Ultimately didn't. What was it about that visit that I guess carried you through to today, and what happened in the last few weeks where you decided, hey, you know what, I don't need to make it these other trips?
Yeah, really and truly, that visit was just huge, and it had a huge impact on my recruitment. The entire visit, I mean, everybody was so hospitable towards my family. Both my mom and my dad enjoyed every single moment of it. I did as well. And I just felt like after that visit, because I had already visited, like, each of my top schools, like
multiple times.
Yeah. So I really felt like, I think it like really came down to like, okay, hey, I visited so-and-so 4 times, 5 times. Like, I think official, it would be pointless because I've been to a school like so many amount of times. And I think like my last visit to Georgia, which was like in the springtime, like that really felt like an official, even though it wasn't, it was still an unofficial.
Right. That was the G-Day visit, right?
No, actually, it was a few weeks after G-Day, okay. Just like on a random recruiting weekend, and I think it was May.
With the Buckeyes, I mean, you've been to campus, I think, 3 times at least that I know of.
Yeah, that's correct.
What have they been able to show you on these trips? And the biggest thing, I guess, is for your family. What is it meant to mom to get to Ohio State, and what was the challenge? And I suppose, let me retract that. Was there a challenge in getting her to buy in to why you wanted to be at Ohio State?
Well, in all honesty, I guess we can take it back to my first visit, which was it was March when I took my little spring break recruiting trip up north and visited all the schools up north. And when we came to Ohio State, we had a great time. Like I said, Coach Meyer was still the head coach then, but I mean, that visit, and we only were there for like, we didn't even stay like a whole day. It was only there for like a couple of hours in the day, but in that time, we just saw Ohio State for what it was, and saw like where the program was going, and about the coach staff. We got to sit down and meet with Coach Johnson, Coach Meyer, so we had a great time there, and just viewing campus. Columbus, it's funny because Columbus reminds me so much of Charlotte as a city. It's not really a huge city, but it still has its big parts, and I feel like it's kind of related to me, and that's why it kind of feels like home to me. So, that was a big thing, just that visit. And then fast forward to this year for the TTUN game, actually, my grandparents were able to come on that trip. So you added more family into that equation. And my grandparents love Coach Johnson. They admire him, just the type of man that he is. And my mom as well. And then my dad, if you fast forward to the official visit that I took to Ohio State in June. And he had a great time as well. So I think it just boils down to just everybody overall just feeling comfortable with Ohio State. And they know it's the best decision that I could ever make.
And you've been in that group chat, the group text message thread chain, whatever you want to call it, with Paris Johnson and Legend Cavazos and Luke Whipler and those guys for a long time, right?
Yeah. I always communicate with those guys. Of course, I wasn't specifically in the group chat just because I hadn't committed yet.
Right.
But I always stayed in contact with those guys, like Paris, Darion, Legend, and Julian Jackson. That's my boy from Texas. It's funny because my cousin, I have a family in Texas, and one of my cousins actually goes to school with Jackson. So when Jackson told me what school he went to, and my cousin said, man, like, that's my buddy. Like, I talk to him all the time. So that's kind of how me and Jackson hit it off. And so I'm real close with all those guys. And like, all those guys are, of course, brothers to me. And I can't wait to get started in the future and go on a long journey with those guys.
How did they react when you let them know of your choice?
Well, actually, not many of those guys know. I mean, they had their ideas, but a lot of them don't know. But they'll be finding out tonight.
So, yeah, for those who are going to be watching this, this will be published on Letterman Row minutes after you make your announcement on social media. So a lot of these guys don't know yet, right? You're getting ready to play. You're a few hours away from playing your homecoming game and then making that announcement. So I know, I mean, you're a defensive lineman. You're going to Ohio State. That means Larry Johnson is a major part of your recruitment.
Yes, sir.
What has it meant for you to get to pick his brain in the last year plus? And how have you already seen that relationship changing and helping you develop your game at Providence Day School?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Coach Johnson is such a legendary coach, and he's well respected just with the game of football by many of people. And Coach Johnson is known as a developer, a guy that uplifts his players, and he's not going to really, he doesn't really use vulgar language. He's known for being a motivational guy and a motivational coach. So, I mean, I think with Coach Johnson, he was always genuine throughout my entire recruitment. He told me he had a plan for me, a specific plan, and he actually went through a detailed plan on my official, as it was me, him, and like a few of the defensive line assistants, of course, but and my parents as well. But he actually had a slideshow for me, and that PowerPoint consisted of a detailed plan for me from when the moment I got there in January to the time I graduate, which is a 3-year plan, if I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to get out and go to the NFL. But I think since then, he showed me the depth chart and where I would fit in, what position he was recruiting me for specifically, what other guys he was recruiting. So he just was very detailed with things, and you could tell he was genuine, and he really was interested in me, and I was a priority to him and the Buckeyes. So that I think me and Coach Johnson, our relationship has really just developed over this amount of time throughout my recruitment, and especially specifically in these past couple of months since I've been committed.
Well, let's talk about the decision here. You know, obviously a lot of people look at rankings, and those are kind of, you don't want to say they don't mean anything because they do. Obviously you guys care about them. You were a player that a year ago was ranked in the top 50 in the country. 247sports.com changed your position based on their own projections or evaluation, I guess. And then you saw that ranking tumble in their rankings, almost 300 spots. Where do you see your best future on the defensive line? How does that align with Larry Johnson's vision for you?
Yeah, I mean, first off, in regards to the 247 rankings and them switching my position and the ranking drop, which it dropped significantly, I mean, to each his own. Well, I don't really view rankings too much just because I know a lot of it is politics, it's political, and it doesn't really play a huge role, and it's really irrelevant to me. I just try to be a guy that grinds and lets his tape speak for itself. And like other guys, like for Darion, for instance, his ranking dropped significantly as well. He was another guy that like just randomly dropped. So I don't really look at rankings too much, and I don't let that define who I am, because at the end of the day, it's just a number, another statistic. And that's really just how it goes. But, I mean, I see myself as a defensive end. Coach Johnson does as well. He made that clear to me. He was also recruiting my teammate, Kedrick Bingley-Jones, but he was recruiting him as a defensive tackle.
Right.
My entire life since I started playing football, from peewee ball on up, I played nothing but defensive end. When I say I'm a defensive end, I don't say I can't play defensive tackle. Sure. That's not what I'm saying. I'm a versatile guy, and I want people to know that. Like, I see myself as a defensive end. I've always played it. I think my body type fits the defensive end style, like a Chase Young, like a Nick Bosa, like a Joey, one of those guys. And Coach Johnson, Coach Day, both of them made it clear that they see me as one of those guys coming in that can be the head leader of a defensive line group, like Coach Johnson and the rushman. So that's where I see myself.
Have you and Darion discussed that? I mean, you guys have a chip on your shoulder, I guess, together that not a lot of people will really fully understand. Is that a bonding moment for you guys?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, and in the instance, really, you just like, once you see something like that, I mean, I took it, for me personally, I took it as disrespect just because so many of those top guys that are ranked, like where I was, months ago, like they know who I am, and when they saw it, they instantly like came to me like, man, what happened? Like, did they give you an explanation or anything like that? And my answer to them was no, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. People have their own opinion, and to each his own, so I can't really focus too much on that. But I mean, me and Darion discussed it a while back, but since then, it's just been focused on the future. Like, we have bigger things ahead of us.
I mean, that's really what this is about. This is about celebrating your future and your decision. And for you, how good does it feel to have this just out of the way and for you to be able to turn your focus on graduating early, getting yourself ready to play college football and being able to celebrate and recruit for the Buckeyes instead of being recruited by them?
I mean, it's an amazing feeling, man. It's a lot of weight lifted off of my shoulders. In all honesty, I committed back in July. July 21st was the date. It was actually my mom's birthday. We were on vacation. And I just told my mom, I had already talked to my dad about it. We talked about it as a family. But I was just like, man, I think it's time. So it's played a huge part. And just like my recruitment, it's been so long. But I'm just blessed to be in this position. And I thank God for it. And it means so much to me.
Jacoby, I know you got to finish up here and get done with study hall. So I want to just say thank you again for taking the time to be on the show today. If you could give Ohio State fans who don't know much about you one or two little pieces of insight into what makes you tick as a human being, whether it's why you play football, why you wear number 12, anything about you that people need to know, what do you think the most important things are for people who are trying to figure out who is Jacoby Cohen? Colin.
Yeah. Well, the first thing, many people don't know this, but I actually had to undergo shoulder surgery back in my sophomore year. And this was after the season. I injured my shoulder, came out of place in summer practice going into my sophomore year. And I had the choice. It was like the week right before the first game. I had the choice to either have the surgery immediately or fight through it and play through the season. So my entire sophomore year, I played with a torn labrum in my shoulder, and it was games where it popped out. And I mean, if you look at it, I played my entire sophomore season with basically one arm. Like, I had a shoulder harness on my arm, and it just like, man, like, I've just persevered. I have to persevere through so much in my life, not only with that, but just in so many other instances and situations. But I just want Buckeye Nation to know that I'm a guy that's always going to work hard. I'm never going to complain. And I just give him all every day in life. And I'm a guy that's very spiritual. I put all my faith in God, and I'm just thankful that God has allowed me to be in this position and put me in this place. And I just can't wait to get to work. And I'm thankful to be in this position.
Last thing, I'll let you go. If there was a runner up in this recruitment, who was it?
It was definitely Georgia.
You have a long time relationship with their defensive line coach, correct?
Yeah, going back like 5 years now, I first met Coach Travion Scott, their defensive line coach, when he was at North Carolina, and I was actually in eighth grade, And ever since then, he recruited me hard, and we had a great relationship. But I just felt like Georgia wasn't the place for me. And at the end of the day, I had to do what was in my best interest, and that was joining the Rushmen and becoming an Ohio State Buckeye.
Well, thanks again, Jacoby, for joining Bermanology on Letterman Row. Good luck in your homecoming game this evening. And thanks for sharing your story with the folks here at Letterman Row. So for Letterman Row, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is Jacoby Cowan. Thanks for watching this commitment episode of Bermanology.
Thank you. Go Bucks.